anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
20th anniversary party happening from Black Raven Brewing in Woodinville. Tom for your winner on a Bad Choice Friday. As we celebrate the 20 years here, Mike, the choices. LMFAO.
Correct.
Party Rock Anthem.
Correct.
Taking on the Black Eyed Peas, the woman that used to urinate herself on stage. And let's get it started. Well, Fergie.
Yes, she did. I remember that.
Got known for that. So, is it the woman that uses the bathroom in her pants? Or is it LMFAO?
It was a pretty good split. It was a 60-40 split on this one, Miles. But at the end of the day, the party is already started, and it's time to play that party rock anthem.
Here.
LMFAO on a Bad Choice Friday.
Black Raven, here is your winner. On a Bad Choice Friday, you are listening to The Men's Room. 99.9 KISW. Yeah.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Tan.
Because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the men's room presents TV Time with Ted.
There we go.
Touch me.
Make some noise. Anybody in here doing anything on Sunday? Are we watching a game? Maybe. Maybe. Listen. Listen, Penn State guy. Calm down. All right? Tell James Franklin to win a game that matters.
Wow.
Wow. Get inside.
All right. Now, speaking of Penn State, that is in the state of Pennsylvania, a lot of people are going to be cheering for the Eagles this weekend. All right. Let's take a quick poll. How many people in here are cheering for the reigning, defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs?
Damn. It sounds like there's some in favor of the Eagles, but none actually want the Chiefs.
I'm with you, Mike, but I'm cheering for the Chiefs.
I'm with you.
A three-peat history in the making. Taylor Swift. You know what, Thrill? You're the problem.
Hey, I'm an AFC Baltimore Ravens fan, man. And my Ravens are always the bridesmaids, never the bride. And no offense to the Chiefs, but it's like New England before this. You were the thorn in my side, the pebble in my shoe, whatever it is you got to say. I have nothing against the Chiefs, but I want them to lose.
Well, I hear you. A lot of people do, but the interesting thing is, it's history in the making.
Yes,
Nobody's ever done it. Nobody's ever seen it. There was one player that three-peated, Ken Norton Jr.
Yeah,
won a couple titles, I want to say, with
San Francisco, and then he went to Dallas. Yeah.
Also, linebacker coach for the Ravens and the Seahawks.
Right, I'm about to say.
Yeah.
And his father was a phenomenal boxer.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I sound like the old man now.
Dude, back in the day, his dad was the man. Well, still is the man.
All right, so this is a good list here. Thank you, Mr. Montgomery. Of the top drinking, the drunkest cities with NFL teams on a Sunday. Now, I'm not going to lie. I love the Seahawks. Seattle does not make this list.
No.
All right.
No, we're not drinkers.
Thrill.
Drink more.
Thrill, who do you think's number one on the list?
I'm going to guess Green Bay, man.
Why? You would think. Okay, so time out. You would think that the people that drink the most on Super Bowl Sunday are the people that have never had a team play in that game. So, Cleveland
Browns. Detroit, but I'm going Green Bay.
There are a number of teams that have never made it.
Right, this is Super Bowl Sunday. Who's going to be the drunkest? Just
Green
real
Bay.
Quick, who do you think's the drunkest up here out of the four of us? and who does Thrill cheer for? The Ravens. That's right, folks. The Ravens fans. They will be the drunkest.
Hell yeah! Let's go!
Because
these are my people!
Because we S the bet.
This is what we do.
We S the bet.
And Lamar didn't even get MVP.
Drink.
So let's see. There's a six-way tie in the bottom between Vikings, Jets. Listen, if you're a Jets fan, just climb into that bottle now. It's not going to get better. Cowboys fans, Packers fans, Bears fans, and Eagles fans actually are low on the list.
They're all down there, Green Bay included.
Well, I would think so for Eagles fans, too, you're not going to get as drunk as, well, John might, but you're not going to get as drunk on Sunday because you're physically watching your team in the Super Bowl.
Yes. Yes. You care about the game.
Correct. Now, if you're lucky, like back in 13, and you're the Seahawks just kicking the ever-living crap out of the Broncos, start getting hammered during the game.
Yep.
That thing was over at halftime. Bills fans are fourth on the list, but I'll be honest with you, from what I see at Bills Mafia, those people are just drunk most of the week.
That's right.
And at what point did you look at each other and go, let's jump through tables?
Ted, how the Ravens get number one of them? That's so, just based on pain?
What I can tell, it's got to be based on pain.
Okay.
Just how many years can you supposed to be the team that
you're
gets
so
there?
You're so close.
Yeah. But with that said, at least the Jets fans know they suck, so they don't get as excited. You know, whereas you're a Ravens fan, you get fired up every year. Giants
every
fans
year.
Are in there. And then this shouldn't shock you, Raiders fans.
Raiders.
Again, though, Raiders fans strike me as a fan base. Whatever the day is, they're just getting hammered, right? We got one Raiders fan here.
Yes. Yeah.
Do
you know what Raiders fans do more than any other team in the NFL?
Fight.
Yes, and put stickers on their trucks. If you're a Raiders fan, somehow like being from Hawaii, you're obligated to put a sticker on your truck.
You know, my wife and I went to the first Raiders game at the new stadium in Vegas. They played the Ravens. And we sat down, and I said to my wife, and this is not a joke, lots of Raiders fans there, and I said, hey, baby, look at a Raiders fan and tell me the first Raiders fan that you see where you can also see their neck. You can't. It is head on chest.
Also, to be
they're all terrifying looking, but very nice fans.
Also, no offense to anyone sitting at this table. I've never seen a Raiders fan with hair on their head.
Oh,
only a goatee.
Oh, look, he's got hair.
Okay, sorry. My bad.
Let's see. Cowboys fans, if you're a Cowboys fan, there's Mike chugs of beer. Cowboys fans are the most likely to miss part of the game because they drink too much.
Oh, okay.
The Eagles are next on that list, then the Chiefs are fifth.
Wait a minute. Cowboys fans, I want to let you know something, man. We all support our team, and like I said, my team, always the bridesmaid, never the bride. So whatever you're going to do. But Cowboys fans, honestly, next year is not your year either.
I mean, the thing about the Cowboys fans is that, like, I agree, the 90s were dope. All right. This list also looked at who's pre-gaming the game. Cowboys, Bears, Bills, Chiefs, Lions, they're most likely to start drinking before the game even starts. But, like, who sits around and waits for kickoff to, like, oh, I'm going to have a beer? Like, if you're going to have a beer, you probably had one before kickoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Fans of the Panthers and Falcons will drink the least. Only 2.4 drinks per game.
Because you're not even kidding yourself.
Well, Atlanta fans are drinking lean. They're not drinking beer. So not as much alcohol consumption there.
Who knew Styrofoam still existed?
Right. Oh, double cup. I like it. Let's see. Here's another interesting one. Stat that, like, some people watch the game just for the commentator. Now, this year, you will have Tom Brady. So that's a little more exciting, I guess.
No. Oh, Ted.
We're booing Tom Brady, too,
okay,
huh?
Okay, Ted.
Hey, jiu-jitsu ruined his life.
So we might have gone to the cut shop for lunch today.
Oh, did you?
Yes, we did. So Matt is the bartender there. And they have a Tom Brady witch that they burn during the game.
Yeah.
In the parking lot.
Jesus.
Yes, exactly. A little aggressive, but they said it brings the house down.
Every game, they go out and burn an effigy of Tom Brady?
No.
Super Bowl,
The Super Bowl, they do.
All right.
Yeah. Man, makes you want to go there, doesn't it?
Yeah, kind of does. I mean, I don't really have a reason to hate Tom Brady. Tom Brady's just happy everybody hates the Chiefs because he's getting them off his back.
By the way, big thanks to the Cut Shop in Woodinville. The reason that we have the men's room sausage is because those guys are out there grilling it up for you. So big thanks to them. And they will burn a Tom Brady thing in the parking lot on Sunday.
Yes, they will.
That's a guarantee. Yep. They don't forget about that. Let's see. You guys want to hear about Jelly Roll, man? Let's talk about some commercials. All right. Anybody in here just like the commercials during the Super Bowl? I thought a couple people would. We got one guy back there.
He loves
He loves the commercials. He says, hate the game. Love the commercials.
He lives in Spokane. There's nothing else to do.
So Uber Eats is going to pull out a lot of stars. You've seen the commercials with Matthew McConaughey.
I have not seen them yet.
Oh, like, don't give us a little McConaughey.
I mean,
well, how y'all doing today?
McConaughey's been doing these commercials about how it's just everything's about food, right? Jerry Rice is in them. This year, though, Kevin Bacon will be there, name. Martha Stewart, Charlie XCX, Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and some girl I don't know, Greta Gerwig.
Probably popular.
Do we know Greta Gerwig? She's not the flounder girl.
Mike does.
Who's the flounder girl?
No, halibut, and that was Joy something, and
Well, halibut, flounder, they're both skeet fish with their eyes really far apart.
Yeah. I just want to see the hot Tua girl just spit for 30 seconds.
Yeah, well, you know, she screwed a lot of people over in that bump and dump scheme, so I don't think we're going to see from her for a while. If you watch any of the food reviewers on Instagram, there's Stella Artois has been doing this thing where David Beckham's going to find out who his long-lost brother is. Spoiler alert, it's Matt Damon. Also, even though he's not here, Steve Miggs has an interesting story. He was at a Super Bowl once to watch the Seahawks, and as David Beckham walked by, the security split the crowd, and Bex is like face-to-face with him. And what does Steve Miggs do? He winks at him.
Nice.
That's it.
He winks at the back.
Right. Arguably the greatest soccer player of all time. Not you're a legend. You know, you're an absolute legend, Bex. Nothing. Just winks
at him.
What
would you have done if it's you and there's a moment?
That's what I would have done. I would have gone, you're an absolute legend, Bex. Legend. And then probably would have got pushed away by a security.
Yes. That part I guarantee. My penis bends. We have something in common.
Right. Also, your wife was the worst Spice Girl.
Take Ted Smith.
Is it a hot take? Sorry, Baby Spice and Ginger Spice were hotter. All my blondes in here know what I'm saying. I'm good, thank you. Frank's Red Hot has a commercial this year. They put Paris Hilton in it.
Yay.
Okay.
Paris Hilton doesn't strike me as the person that I want endorsing a hot sauce.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not a lot. She's fine, but, like, not a lot of flavor to it.
You are not wrong.
Right.
You are not wrong.
Do you like plain hot sauce?
Right.
Paris Hilton.
Right. Coors Light, they said the hell with celebrities. They have sloths, Miles.
All right.
Sloths.
Okay.
You know what?
Commercial.
I'll endorse this. Because there was a while there where they were just, you didn't need celebrities. You just needed to make your own when it came to the commercial.
Wait,
the
you're endorsing sloths.
You're damn right. You remember the Budweiser frogs?
Yeah.
Frogs. Exactly. You don't need the celebrity. Let's bring back the characters, man. The caveman, the Geico gecko that your mom loves, Steve.
She really loves him, dude. Like, she wants to have sex with him.
That's what's fun about watching NFL Sundays is sometimes you see Thrill's brother on TV refereeing a game. And I go, hey, man, I work with that guy's brother.
Yeah.
And then you see a Geico commercial and I go, hey, man, that same guy's mom's attracted to that gecko.
It's embarrassing, but true.
Thrill knows I'm not lying. The Smiths talk about it a lot.
Jesus.
That's a mainstay of conversation between us.
Let's see. Haagen-Dazs ice cream. Do you like your ice cream fast or furious, Miles?
Oh, God.
Furious.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel, Michelle Rodriguez, and Ludacris.
Okay. Like in the Häagen-Dazs, huh?
Yeah. You know, Häagen-Dazs actually is an American company, and they made up the names. They thought it would sound fancier to sell more ice cream at a higher price.
And they are correct.
Yes, they did that right.
Yeah. What's it? Dolce de la leche.
Yeah.
Just call it caramel.
Yeah. Could have been Gary's.
I'd eat Gary's ice cream.
With the Motley Crue rap.
Nah, man, put the dots over the I, the A.
Yeah, Gary was a good dude, but he got in trouble. He's doing a 5-year bid.
It's because of the banana split.
Let's see. There's some AI glasses coming out from Meta. So they have Chris Jenner, Chris Hemsworth, and Chris Pratt. I don't know who said, get those three together.
Well, it's three Chris's, so that makes sense. But Chris Jenner, all right.
We're talking some Super Bowl commercials here. Wayne Brady's back. He's tired of you talking S on him. He's doing a wing commercial for Purdue Chicken. See, that one I get.
Damn.
Mount Deal.
Damn.
It makes more sense than Paris Hilton and hot sauce. Mountain Dew turns Seal, the singer, into an actual seal.
Okay. I see how that plays.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's got to be all right.
What happened to that seal's face?
That's what I'm thinking.
Jesus. Tetracycline, something.
All right, for all the ladies out there, if you're in your car, you can hear my voice. If you're here in person, I got great news for you. You loved him in Magic Mike. Channing Tatum, he's returning in his Magic Mike shirt off. He'll be dancing. You'll enjoy it. He'll like it too. He's doing a commercial for cold brew coffee. I assume he'll be shirtless, and at some point, some of the coffee will spill on his chiseled six-pack.
Oh, God.
I made that part up. All right, real quick, some crazy prop bets. Will Travis Kelce propose to Taylor Swift after the game?
No.
People say no. Okay. Will a coach or player cry during national anthem?
Yes. If Chris Stapleton is singing, yes.
If Chris Stapleton sings it again, I'm going to cry.
Yes.
But a coach, maybe not. A player will. You got to keep in mind, they're playing in the Super Bowl. It's the pinnacle of your sport. If you're not worked up at that point, like, I don't know, and I see a grown man like that crying in pads, I'm scared.
He's going to kill somebody.
Right. He's going out there.
It's an inspired human.
Here's kind of a lower bet. Will a quarterback catch a pass? You'd say no, but remember, when the Eagles did win their Super Bowl, they won it on the Philly special, which involved the quarterback catching a pass. This one's always fun. Gatorade, what color will it be? Right now, the best odds is purple.
I'm going orange.
Orange?
Red.
I think it might be green.
I think it'll be red.
I mean, the thing is, purple is like, I think that's cool grape or something. I don't know. Here's a bet I really like. So if you guys aren't familiar with this, Kendrick Lamar, who's performing at halftime, has had a year-long beef with Drake. And Kendrick has clearly won. So there's a bet on whether or not Kendrick calls out Drake during the halftime show.
That would be
awesome. They ain't like us, and he stops and goes like, F you, Drake, I own you.
51st, look at me.
All right, and then here's the big question every year. Who gets named first by the MVP? God and Jesus are the favorite. Teammates are second.
God.
I'm going God, yeah.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Yep. If it's Patrick Mahomes, it's going
to
be God.
Well, we're going to say thanks to God and my teammates.
I'm say alert and given.
The woman they're having sex with.
Either way, it'll be a good weekend. Get your men's room sausage. Get some salsa.
Yeah.
Men's room salsa.
Yeah.
Get some beer.
Yeah.
If you're at the brewery, get some to go. And then also, like, dip responsibly, drink responsibly. And then Sunday, man, get together with some people, have a good time, enjoy the game.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Headlines are coming up next. We are live from Black Raven Brewing. You are listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
Here we go. The country that supplies most of the world's cocaine wants you to do some cocaine. Meanwhile, good news. Scientists say in 8 years, an asteroid could hit us and end all our pain. LG is sending us stove owners a sticker after appliance burned 28 homes down. Firefighters rescue a kitty that fell 10 feet down into a hole in the ground. And a Wisconsin mom of the year is found passed out with 5 kids in the car. And yes, you would hit that. It is time for your headlines.
It's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my card.
All right, our top story. You may have heard the appliance company LG. Well, they're in the news because they had to issue a recall of more than 500,000 stoves. Stoves.
Stoves?
The recall covers models sold in the last 10 years from Best Buy, Costco, damn it, Ryan, and Home Depot, all seeming to have an issue concerning the knobs controlling the stove's range. It appears it's a little...
Knobs, dude.
It appears it's a little too easy to accidentally turn on the knobs, which poses a fire hazard and has even been held responsible for 28 house fires. You're getting too close. 86 reports of unintentional activation and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of damage. But LG's not giving consumers a refund nor exchange for complying with the recall. No, no. Instead, they're giving them all a sticker.
A sticker?
A sticker.
Thanks.
How is that going to help, Mike?
For real.
Well, here's the deal. They're intended to be put on the stove with a warning label that has placement instructions to hopefully curtail the number of accidental activations, as well as instructions to keep children and pets away from the range and double check that the stove is off before leaving the house or going to bed for the night.
So they're not going to do anything to improve the product.
No, they're just giving you a warning sticker
that says, hey, you bought something that might kill you.
Right. You can accidentally bump this thing on, so don't. In other news, rough story out of West Virginia, Miles. Police approached a car that was parked at a local Taco Bell branch. Fun times. They found a woman slumped over in the center console of her vehicle with several empty cans of beer spread around. And the kicker is, she had five children no older than 6 years old in the car.
I know why she conceived them.
A two-month-old infant was placed in a car seat without any kind of restraint and nearly falling over. Several of the children were crying hysterically, and all were sporting soiled diapers and urine-soaked clothing.
This is the woman where you go, baby, please get your crap together. Please get your crap together.
I don't want to walk
Please get your crap together so we can continue to go out.
Mike, did they mention what type of beer?
They said craft beers, so it's local stuff.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
In West Virginia. No offense, Miles.
It's called moonshine, Ted.
Authorities were eventually able to make the woman wake the woman after several attempts and administered sobriety tests. Didn't take long before it was determined that she was pretty well impaired. She was arrested and faces a whole lot of charges there.
Yeah, that's fair.
An expert working with NASA equipment has issued a warning, though I'm not sure how we'd be able to avoid it, about a massive asteroid that's hurtling toward our direction. They've reported that if it makes impact, it could wipe out the country of Ireland as well as cause catastrophic earthquakes and massive tsunamis.
Just Ireland?
Just Ireland. That's where it's going. Though it's not predicted to impact the planet for another 8 years, they placed it on top of the list of global impact concerns, and they have deployed asteroid response teams to address the issue. They estimate that the giant space rock is roughly 100 meters wide, or as they say, 59 bonos.
This sounds like it's engineered by the English. It's only going to take out Ireland?
No. Just Ireland.
No. So the article came out of Ireland because it's the mirror, right?
Right.
Right.
So, but they're saying that this is the size of
59 bonos.
Bonos. So he's like 5'8".
That's
now
a unit of measure.
Yeah, exactly.
It's 59 bonos.
Yeah.
I almost feel like I have vertigo.
So basically, the world's beginning.
Jesus. Wow. Really, man?
Well, hello. That's the size of 59 bombs.
Yeah.
Edge, play something other than the chords.
Can't do it, man.
I can't.
I know three chords. That's what I'm doing.
Cloud of dust.
Oh, criminy. Could we see a future with legalized cocaine?
Yeah. I can.
Oh, now they cheer.
Yeah. Now you don't have to close the stall in the bathroom door.
That's right.
You're not pooping, and we know it.
We know who parties in here. All five of you that went, woo!
Finally got on the
Your feet are facing forward, and you're standing up.
Shocker. The Raiders fans down for legalized.
A press briefing was recently conducted with a strong political figure declaring that the drug is, quote, no worse than whiskey, saying that scientists have analyzed those very facts, and the only reason why it's illegal is because it's made in Latin America. So that's why the big push for legalization is being made by this political figure, the president, you guessed it, of Colombia.
I've done whiskey, and I've done cocaine. We know one thing that will not work tonight.
Exactly. But tomorrow morning, I got you.
The
got
birth you. Rate I will go down.
Just let me sleep this off.
But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
And I hope you heard that.
We're gonna cap
I heard
this,
it a little bit.
We're going to cap this fine program with a good news story. Out of Virginia, Drew's got a call that a small cat had fallen into a well and gotten himself trapped in an underground pump house.
Because cats are stupid.
10 feet under the surface.
Not in Scotland.
Fire crews arrived on the scene, and one of them was able to descend into the pump house and reach the cat, eventually turning it over to animal control for assessment.
Somebody called the fire department because their cat fell in the well.
A cat fell in the well, sir.
Come on.
You can't be having cats in there.
Yeah. It's no place for cats. Good call, Mike.
Men's Room Sports brought to you by the fine folks at Sports On. What? Plenty of NHL hockey and college and NBA basketball on all weekend long. The Kraken are in Calgary tomorrow night, taking on the Flames. And, of course, you've got the big game on Sunday afternoon. Download the Sports On What app. It's going to tell you where to watch those games and what time they're going to be on. As far as your weather, small chance of snow tomorrow, but should be a nice weekend otherwise. Looking at a low temperature sitting right around the low 30s, mid-20s, and the highs capping out around 40 with plenty of sunshine to brighten the weekend. That's it for your headlines with that. Black Raven Brewing! Yeah.
We are humbled to be here. Thank you, Black Raven Brewery. Thank you for the Men's Room IPA. Thank you for the brand new 20th anniversary lager. Thanks for the cut shop outside, covered up the brats. Thank you guys all for coming, man. What a great night.
You know, man, Miles, we're the best, man. Thank you guys for being there. Thank you for giving us 20 freaking years on these radio airways, man. Are beautiful, except the one guy with the googly eye. I know who you are. You guys are beautiful. We love you from the bottom of our heart, and I mean that, man. Thank you guys so much for making this something that we can do, man. Hey, we're taking off Super Bowl Monday. Until next time, do what you do best. Stay beautiful.
For a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.